Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves 12 new industrial smart cities under National Industrial Corridor Development Program. Also approves e-auction of 730 private FM channels in uncovered Tier 2 and 3 cities. Centre gives nod to expansion of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, approves 2 new railway lines and 1 multi-tracking project. Prime Minister chairs 44th Pragati Interaction, reviews 7 key projects spread across 11 states and UTs. President Draupadi Murmu criticises recent crimes against women in the country. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, along with other Pacific leaders, endorsed Pacific Policing Initiative to bolster peace and security in the region. And in sports, Paralympic Games 2024 begin in Paris today. The centre has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said projects span across 10 states and strategically planned along 6 major corridors.
ये 12 नए इंडस्ट्रियल एरियाज कंबाइंड इनमें इन्वेस्टमेंट सरकार की तरफ से आएगा 28,602 करोड़ का और वंस दीज कॉरिडोर्स एंड नोड्स आर डेवलप्ड उसमें इन्वेस्टमेंट पोटेंशियल है 1,52,757 करोड़ करीब 10 लाख डायरेक्ट जॉब्स और 30 लाख इनडायरेक्ट एम्प्लॉयमेंट पोटेंशियल इससे क्रिएट होगा.
The government has also approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The estimated reserve price for this auction is over 784 crore rupees.
करीब 234 सिटीज है जहां पे अभी भी प्राइवेट एफएम रेडियो नहीं है. 234 सिटीज जिनमें 730 चैनल्स को एक्सपैंड करने के लिए ये फैसला लिया गया है. इसमें रेडियो इंडस्ट्री की बहुत सारी प्रॉब्लम्स जो थी उनको भी सॉल्व किया गया है उनके फाइनेंशियल हेल्थ को सुधारने के हिसाब से और लोकल टैलेंट पे फोकस करते हुए प्रोजेक्ट.
The Cabinet has also accorded approval for progressive expansion of the Central Sector Scheme of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agricultural infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of the northeastern region for the development of hydroelectric projects. This scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatts will be supported. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 2 new lines and 1 multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at an estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees.
आज रेलवे के 3 बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव किए. इसमें पहला प्रोजेक्ट है जमशेदपुर पुरुलिया आसनसोल 121 किलोमीटर का प्रोजेक्ट है ये और 2170 करोड़ रुपीस का इसमें इन्वेस्टमेंट लगेगा. सेकंड प्रोजेक्ट है सरडेगा जो उड़ीसा के सुंदरगढ़ डिस्ट्रिक्ट में वो कनेक्ट होता है रायगढ़ डिस्ट्रिक्ट भालूमुड़ा 1360 करोड़ इसमें इन्वेस्टमेंट लगेगा और 25 लाख मैनडेज इससे एम्प्लॉयमेंट क्रिएट होगा. थर्ड प्रोजेक्ट है बरगढ़ से नुआपड़ा ये उड़ीसा में है 2926 करोड़ का और 47 लाख मैनडेज इससे जनरेट हो.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the meeting of the 44th edition of Pragati, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving the centre and state governments. It was the first meeting of Pragati in the third term of the NDA government. In the meeting, 7 significant projects were reviewed, including 2 projects relating to road connectivity, 2 rail projects and 1 project each of the coal, power and water resources sectors. The cost of these projects totaled more than 76,500 crore rupees. The projects relate to Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Odisha, Goa, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi emphasized the fact that every official in the government must be sensitized. During the interaction, the Prime Minister also reviewed Amrit 2.0 and public grievances related to Jal Jeevan Mission. These projects, together inter alia, address water issues in urban and rural areas. Mr. Modi advised chief secretaries to personally monitor the works under Amrit 2.0, and states should make plans keeping in mind the growth potential and future needs of cities. Mr. Modi said one needs to take benefit of initiatives such as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana to meet the growing energy needs of cities. President Draupadi Murmu criticized recent crimes against women in the country. The president today said the gruesome rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata has left the nation shocked and urged people to collectively say enough is enough. The president said the recent spate of crimes against women should force honest self-introspection to uncover the root of the malaise. The president stated this in a statement shared on her social media platform. The president added that she was dismayed and horrified when she heard of the incident. President Murmu further said, "What is more depressing is the fact that it was not the only incident of its kind and is part of a series of crimes against women." Highlighting that the victims include even kindergarten girls, she said no civilized society can allow daughters and sisters to be subjected to such atrocities, and the nation is bound to be outraged. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and Health Secretary Apurva Chandra today co-chaired a meeting with state chief secretaries and DGPs on immediate steps taken for the safety and security of doctors and healthcare professionals. A report.
The measures include joint security audit along with district collector and DSP and management of district hospitals and medical colleges to review any shortfall in existing infrastructure and security arrangements, DGR or State Security Corporation to provide security personnel. There should be control room with duty roster of staff that regularly monitor CCTV and securely store the data. Security and safety committee to be institutionalized and involve senior or junior residents and students. There should be routine security patrol in all the hospitals or medical college premises during night time. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the junior doctors today participated in a rally from Sham Bazar to Esplanade in Kolkata demanding the arrest and punishment of the culprits associated with the rape and murder of the PGT doctor at RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The West Bengal Junior Doctors Front had called the march today. On the other hand, the joint platform of doctors are sitting on dharna in front of the Platinum Jubilee Bhavan of the hospital from yesterday. In a related development, the BJP has alleged that after diverting the investigation and protecting the accused in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata, now the West Bengal government is threatening the doctors. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said the government is taking major steps to reduce the number of road accidents in the country. Addressing the 6th edition of FICCI Road Safety Awards and Conclave 2024 in New Delhi, he said that road audits are being done to find out the cause of the accidents, especially on highways. In addition, ambulance vehicles and their staff are being upgraded with the latest technology to rescue the injured people timely from accident sites.
रोड सेफ्टी का ऑडिट डीपीआर बनने के बाद हो जाएगा ड्राइविंग लाइसेंस के लिए या कोई परीक्षा है अभी हमने उसको भी सुधारा है और अभी एक डिजिटल परीक्षा लेने के लिए भी थ्योरी पेपर भी रखा है ऑब्जेक्टिव मार्क और उसके साथ हम लोग कर रहे हैं दूसरा भी जो ड्राइविंग ट्रेनिंग सेंटर्स है उसमें जब गाड़ी चलाएगा तो उसका रिपोर्ट भी डिजिटल है वो भी डायरेक्ट हमारे सर्वर में आ जाएगा ताकि मैनिपुलेशन के लिए जगह नहीं है तो रोड इंजीनियरिंग में ये सब सुधार करने में जो इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज और IIT ये जो रोड सेफ्टी ऑडिट और DPR का चेकिंग करने के लिए अगर आप लोग आगे आएंगे तो बहुत अच्छा होगा.
The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has launched the Voluntary Vehicle Modernization Program or Vehicle Scrapping Policy to create an ecosystem for phasing out unfit polluting vehicles across the country. The program and policy will be implemented through a network of registered vehicle scrapping facilities and automated testing stations. In this regard, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari had a detailed interaction with the CEO's delegation from the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers at Bharat Mandapam yesterday. The Ministry of Science and Technology has said it has developed a new composite membrane called mixed matrix membrane, which helps in the detection of ammonia or other amine leaks in laboratories or industrial settings. Ammonia and other aliphatic amines, hazardous for human beings, are used as raw materials for chemical, fertilizer, and food industries. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly elections was completed today. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to the polls on the 18th of September. In the Kashmir Valley, a total of 160 nomination papers were found correct out of 183 submissions till yesterday. Candidates can withdraw their names till the 30th of this month. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, Governor Shaktikanta Das today emphasized that the preferred approach to achieving a balance between innovation and prudent regulation in the fintech sector is through self-regulation. While addressing the Global Fintech Fest 2024, the governor discussed the RBI's pilot on the Unified Lending Interface. The ULI aims to enable lending institutions to offer frictionless end-to-end digital credit by leveraging consent-based data and related services. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren today resigned from the post of Minister from the Hemant Soren government and all posts of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha. In a letter addressed to JMM President Shibu Soren, he said the working style and policies of the party have compelled him to quit the party. Mr. Soren was holding the portfolio of the Water Resources Department besides the higher education and technical education portfolios. In Gujarat, the flood situation still prevailed in many parts of the state on the second consecutive day. We have a report.
In response to the heavy waterlogging in Vadodara city after the overflow of Vishwamitri River, the district administration has intensified the evacuation in flood-hit areas of the city, and 2 more columns of Indian Army have been called for the relief and rescue work. State Cabinet Minister Rishikesh Patel today visited Vadodara and took stock of the damage and rescue operations. Following the closure of the gates of Ajwa and Pratapura dams, the flood water in the city is expected to recede in the next 24 hours. Road and rail services in the state remain affected for the second consecutive day. All the schools in the flood-affected districts will remain closed until tomorrow. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In a move aimed at countering China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, along with other Pacific leaders, today endorsed the Pacific Policing Initiative, PPI, marking a significant regional effort to bolster peace and security throughout the region. The PPI has been announced on the sidelines of the Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting in Tonga. The initiative is aimed to enhance the capacity of Pacific nations to address law and order challenges, fulfill internal security needs, and provide mutual support in times of crisis. In a historic milestone for Iran, Fatemeh Mohajerani has been named the country's first female government spokesperson. Proposed by Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and approved by the Cabinet of Ministers, this appointment represents the first time a woman has taken on this role. This is the latest appointment of a woman to a senior position. Besides her, 3 women hold high positions in the government, including Sheena Ansari, who was appointed last week as head of the Department of Environment. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till the 8th of September. This is for the first time that France will stage a Summer Paralympics. The country previously hosted the Winter Paralympics in 1992 in Tignes and Albertville. The Paris Paralympics 2024 opening ceremony will start at 11:30 tonight. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves 12 new industrial smart cities under National Industrial Corridor Development Program. Also approves e-auction of 730 private FM channels in uncovered Tier 2 and 3 cities. Centre gives nod to expansion of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, approves 2 new railway lines and 1 multi-tracking project. Prime Minister chairs 44th Pragati Interaction, reviews 7 key projects spread across 11 states and UTs. President Draupadi Murmu criticizes recent crimes against women in the country. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, along with other Pacific leaders, endorse Pacific Policing Initiative to bolster peace and security in the region. And that is all in the news at night. Good night.